The Supreme Court could decide as early as later today whether President Obama's health care reform bill is constitutional. Parts of it could be struck down. The whole thing could be struck down. Michael Greenberger, law professor at the University of Maryland, has argued cases before the Supreme Court, joins us this morning to talk about the many complications here. We all watch this. Some of us who have kids who were under the age of 26 have sort of liked the idea that health care reform gave us coverage for them at a lower cost. Now, that may go as well.
Yes, and in fact, there are almost 7 million kids under 26 living with their parents who are insured. And if the law is invalidated in a major part, that would absolutely go away, as well as other things like being able to get insured even though you have a pre-existing condition, the limits on maximum lifetime benefits. There's a lot in the law that is very popular, but the law as a whole has not been all that popular. And the Supreme Court will decide as early today. My prediction is it'll be later. Usually a big case like this would be the end of the term, which would be late June, but we'll see. But the Supreme Court can either invalidate part of the law or invalidate large parts of the law. And beside the ruling that they make with regard to this law, the ruling could also impose real restraints on Congress and their ability to pass legislation that provides progressive help to the American people in transportation, education, and other areas.
If the High Court only strikes down part of the law, do you have an idea which part they'd strike down and which parts of the reform law would stay in place?
Well, the big issue and the centerpiece of the arguments is the requirement that everybody must have health insurance, the so-called mandate issue. It's the centerpiece of the arguments. And there's a lot of debate if the court invalidates that but leaves everything else alone. Maybe the law could keep going. My view is that will be very difficult. The mandate is designed to bring low-risk people into the market and to provide the money to get all the extra benefits, like having your children under 26 paid for, et cetera, et cetera. So the mandate could be struck down by itself, and my view, personal view, would be that would be really bad, although that's a debate. But they could also argue that the mandate is so much entwined with all these other parts that you can't separate the mandate from everything else. And then also the parts that the American public really likes, like the children being insured under 26, pre-existing conditions, could go away as well.
Now, how quickly could all of that happen subsequent to a decision that would be rendered by the High Court? I mean, would it be immediate? Would it be 6 months, 12 months? How ordinarily would something like this work?
Well, most of the statute, leaving aside the 26-year-olds, does not go into effect till
2014.
So nothing's really happened yet in a major way. So it just wouldn't happen.
Although I guess 18 states have tried to set up some of these larger institutional exchanges.
But they're all pending approval by the federal government and going into effect. They haven't gone into effect yet. And a lot of states aren't doing anything because, frankly, state legislators don't want to vote on this controversial issue until they know they have to.
Right.
And if the court validates this, they won't have to.
So would it be an immediate impact? I'm sorry, Michael.
Yeah, I think there'd be a very bit. My own view is there'd be an immediate impact. First of all, there'd be psychological and political. But secondly, everybody is in motion, as you were saying earlier, physicians, hospitals, the state legislators, children are already under 26 are getting benefits from this. It would all be brought to an end. And the uninsured pool by the end of this decade would be much greater than it is now. And in the end, that would be a tremendous, as the Congressional Budget Office has made clear, will be a tremendous burden on us all in terms of paying, as we do now, for people who get medical care in emergency rooms.
Wow. Thanks for coming in this morning. Great to see you
again. My pleasure. Good to see you.
Michael Greenberger, law professor at the University of Maryland.